Hello, everyone. This is Candy Taylor Jeter, and I'm here to discuss some things with you that I think you would very much like to infuse into your business, namely the law of attraction. And I like to give a disclaimer that we don't have as much time as we used to on the show for those of you who have listened before. So I usually like to get down to it, but what I'm going to do is do a short introduction for our guest today, and her name is Julia Davies, and she's called the Magical Marketer because she helps spiritual business women and conscious entrepreneurs to clarify and express their purpose through marketing, and, you know, it helps them attract their true or their desired customers or clients or tribe, and helps to inspire a revolution. And that really resonated with me because I help conscious entrepreneurs soar, you know, conscious souls soar to their entrepreneurial journey. And I was very much attracted to her through her creation of Iyanla Van Zandt's website. And when I clicked on it and came to her website, which you'll find at the bottom of my of the blog talk advertisement here, her designs and her spirit really reached out to me, and I claimed her as my soul designer. So one day when you log into my site, you'll probably, or another site that we decide to create together, you'll get to see some of the beautiful work that she does. But for now, you can actually go to her site, which is www.magicalmarketing.com.
There's a hyphen. There's a hyphen. Magical hyphen marketing.
Okay, magical hyphen marketing.com, which is at the bottom of the site. So without further ado, Julia, you have the floor.
Thanks, Candy. I'm so happy to be here. And, you know, I always like to talk about the law of attraction. And I actually learned about the law of attraction maybe about 15 years ago. So long before The Secret happened, I was engaged in learning about how to use law of attraction in my business. And I figured out ways, once I really got into the law of attraction, on how to infuse that into marketing. One of the things that I've been doing for a long time as a designer is helping people with their marketing, because I found that by just creating graphic designs for people and then not helping them know how to market themselves, it wasn't good enough for me. So I wanted to always learn things that helped me to help my clients to succeed, especially after they were paying me to do their designs. I wanted them to succeed. So I'm really happy to be talking about that. In fact, I wanted to share, because the way that I attracted Iyanla Van Zandt is a magical story. It's probably the most magical story that I have, because I was writing a book, and I thought of interviewing her, and I had just wrote down her name, and 2 weeks later, she called me, and I had no one that I knew had known her. It wasn't like anyone was calling her saying, Julia wants to interview her, you for her book. Nothing like that at all. It was, she heard about me from somebody else.
Right.
And I thought, you know, it was because I focus on my attraction plan every day. You know, I think about what I'm attracting, and I do my best to align myself vibrationally with what I want to attract. And when I was really thinking about Iyanla a lot, I had called a couple of people asking them if they knew how to get a hold of her, and nobody really had any good advice. Somebody said, well, you know, Michael Beckwith knows her. I'm like, yeah, that's helpful. I'm just going to call Michael. Hey, he's probably
right.
Easy to get a hold of. So in any case, when she called, I asked her Well, first of all, I was in denial that it was her because I couldn't believe that it was really her. That was way too, you know, you don't want to just write somebody's name down who's famous and then they call you.
Wow.
Like that, I had not heard of that happening before. To me,
right.
Definitely not, right? No, definitely not. So when I looked and saw who had signed up to call me, basically, because she sent me her name and everything, it was Ia Bendelli. I just blew her cover, too, now she uses that name.
Okay.
She, I was like, oh, it's not really her. We were really talking for a couple of times before I realized, and I asked her directly, you know, if it was her. Because she really wasn't calling me saying, hi, it's 5-time best-selling author Yana Van Zandt. I want a website, you know, because probably people up the charge when she does that. Oh,
exactly.
It's Yana. I think I'm going to triple my fee. But the magical part of that whole thing for me really was that when I asked her how she found me, she said, oh, I saw this word magical next to this word marketing. And I just had to click it. And I thought, wow, that is exactly what I teach. It's finding out what words resonate with you, combine them with words that describe your offering, and that's your soulful brand. So she had just essentially confirmed for me that my methodology works.
Right.
And then we did work together, and I did do her website. And because of her, I'm attracting the women that are on my attraction plan who are really out to transform the world, like you.
Yeah, you sure are. And as I go through and look at everybody that you've worked with, you're right. They have that same message all the way through. And you give these... this juicy free material that I clicked on because I was thinking, okay, I really like her, but I don't want any more like junk email or anything worthless coming to my email. I want to download something that's not useful. And I just wanted you to know that you have that how to attract your ideal client as that free information that you have.
Yeah.
And that was worth so much. And I didn't do anything but just add a word to my title, and I changed my tagline. At the time, I had already put, you know, a lot into the site that I have, and I remember telling you, well, I'm not ready to do another site yet. I'm just getting this one off. And you said, just make up just a small change. And the small change, not many people see it, but I feel it, and it causes me to think differently every time I create a product when I think about my title and my tagline and just infusing a little extra color or the little suggestions that you had. And I just wanted you to know that that was a valuable free tool. Most people don't give a lot of free value. They'll say it's valuable, and when you look at it, it's not as effective as they claim.
Well, here's one of the uniting factors of everyone that I'm attracting. And I just recently became what's called a character code coach. And in this character codes, we can understand what people's deepest driving needs are. And mine are called, my clients, one of the things that unites them all is that they have at least a subcategory of activists. And the activist has very strong beliefs,
yeah.
And they're very, very much into connecting.
Yeah.
So I acknowledge that my people really want to connect. They want to connect with me. They want to connect with each other. And so I make my free offer something that 'll help them connect with new people that are of like vibration to them, as well as connect them with me, because I offer, once they get on my magical marketing toolkit, they get invited to apply to have a strategy session with me, which is what you did. And when I gave you a little bit of advice that helped you with your site, it's a no obligation thing. It's a way for me to connect with people, to have an experience of me. You know, I don't want to hold myself away from my people, because
right.
my goal isn't to just extract their money. My goal is for them to transform the world. That's my goal. So,
and that resonated with me as well, because activist, entrepreneur activist, that
yep.
was a key phrase for me before I had spoken with you.
Oh, well,
and,
that's interesting.
It is. It's that whole thing is very strong with me. And when I spoke with you and you touched on the subject that we're talking about, I won't mention it here, but that's something that, you know, just happened to come up that we were both thinking about, that I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah,
working
we'll be
on,
talking
but...
about some very, very new new conversations in the new year, but me and Candy and I, to say it more properly. But, you know, we have this in common, is that we see that there are problems in the way that the world is run, let's just say it that way, or
yeah.
even some ignorance on the part of people in the way that that they're creating new systems that are supposed to bring freedom. So I think, you know, freedom is definitely a common thread. And I think when we're talking about magic, for me, I want to talk about how you magically attract the right people, because I feel that we are all magical and that that's part of our power, and that I want to empower people to be, as you know, their best self, you know, that the person that they really want to be, and to attract the right people. Part of what my premise is that everything that we want in life is available through the people that we attract. You know,
exactly.
I remember being a little girl and saying to my dad, why do people flock to one another? You know, like some species are loners and some species are, they're tribes, right?
Right.
Or they're flocks, and wolves, packs, right? Packs. Why do we flock to one another? And he said, we just do. That was his
answer. Right, right.
And I was like,
exactly.
But why is it such an intense desire? You know, why is it that we're totally unfulfilled unless we're together? You know, and he was like, why are you asking that? It's just the way we are. And I was like, okay,
right.
I guess that's, you know, I don't know if I accepted it, but I have to accept it now. And I accept it, and I not only accept it, I say, you know, this is exactly how we attract on this planet, is with other people and through other people. And sometimes it's that the other people have some kind of piece of information for us, or they created something that at the right time serves our needs. You know, like Facebook was invented and it serves our needs, like we promoted this, and Blog Talk Radio was created by these other people, and we come along and like, oh, well, this thing exists, we can just get on it, you know. So we if we want to get out to the world, I have to attract you to get me out to the world, and we had to attract Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot that we had to attract, and it's through the people. Somebody knew, let us know about it. Somebody let you know about Blog Talk Radio. And then there's our clients. You know, our clients bring us our business and our reason for living, in a way, and they bring us the resources that we need to live, i.e. the money that we need. And so all the things that we want that are going to come to us through our business are available mm-hmm. through the clients that we're attracting, the vendors we're attracting, the partners, like joint venture partners and colleagues and people like you and I, people having conversations publicly that educate people and inspire people, that, you know, that those people are attracted to us every day. And if we're not conscious of exactly how we're attracting, we're attracting by the seat of our pants.
Exactly.
You know, and we might get something like an ass. We might attract. I'm just saying, if we're not conscious of where we're attracting from, then better watch out. You know, if you're attracting from a pissed off mood, guess what you're going to attract. And if you've been focusing on lack and worry, guess what you're going to get. You're going to attract people who have that same thing, who will confirm with you that that is the truth. So we use attraction first in our own heart and our own mind to say, I understand I'm attracting people. That's how I'm going to get what it is that I desire is going to come to me through people. And that when I focus on the kind of people that I want to attract, that brings to me exactly what it is that I desire. It's not just focus. It's focus with joy and a sense of understanding and belief and being a match for what it is that we want to attract.
Right, right. I've also always been amazed at, I'm a word person, so everything I see through words
mm-hmm.
first, and then those words kind of inspire pictures in my mind. Second, and I noticed that a lot of my friends and people that I'm attracted to are picture people.
They're visual.
Visual.
You might
and
have some
you
strong
your
scholar,
art,
you know.
Yeah,
there's,
the way you use your art, it says what my words are saying, and I think that's very interesting because your artwork, that's what really got me, was how you pay attention to all the little details, and your art actually, your art actually says something. And so, what are you thinking when you're creating brands for people? And you create these pieces of art that are like none other that I've seen. They're not, and it looks different, but it still all has your signature on it, which I think is, you know, really awesome.
Well, thank you. So you asked a lot of questions. You asked, what am I thinking? How is it so original? You know, I have to say, and you know, it's not like this came easily. This was my focus. And a lot of things were given to me on a silver plate, I have to admit, okay? So, like college. My grandmother paid for my college. And I went to Syracuse University and learned how to be a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best art school in a university, one of the best in the whole country, that's inside
mm-hmm.
of a university, so I could get a diversity of contacts. I wasn't just going to be in contact with artists. My parents weren't going to let me do that. So they wanted me in a diverse university community. So I did get to do that and learned about art and, you know, everything from that perspective of very, very high-end type of education, okay? So that was part of the lucky aspect of,
mm-hmm.
you know, my situation. But, you know, it wasn't just given to me because, I applied, I didn't get in, you know, had to struggle once I got in to actually get accepted into my major. And then, you know, working in Manhattan and finding out that, I had a lot of high-end training on how to express an idea through art. But I was constantly resisting traditional anything. So at
Aquarius.
The same time, I was just rejecting anything traditional. And so, you know, I rejected New York. I went off and I was a full-time activist for, you know, 12 years. And
right.
but I found that I was designing for things I believed in, and I was allowing my own style to come out, that it's not all about fitting into a trend or anything like that, but tapping into what is essentially me and then expressing that. So when I'm able to express somebody else's aesthetic, that's part of my training, I would have to say. When I'm able to express something about their soul, that's my intuitive branding thing that I developed over 30 years.
Okay. I'm going to interject there because you know my thing is astrology. And but I'll tell you, when I first met you, I kept saying, Julia's Pisces. And I could feel the Pisces because, you know, I know what that feels like, but the Aquarius just kept grabbing me. And I said, Julia, you have Aquarius in your chart somewhere. And you kept saying, well, I'm a Pisces this, I'm a Pisces that. You're very in touch with that. I happen to have Moon in Aquarius, which is how I process my emotions. So when I run into anyone with Aquarius in their chart, it just kind of just jumps out at me. And when I did your chart, you have your Chiron in Aquarius. You also had your Venus and your Mars in Aquarius. And your Venus is definitely, art is influenced by Venus, which is influenced by beauty. And then when you talk about revolution and you're talking about activism and resisting traditional things, that is what Aquarian energy does. And all of it was in your second house, which is how you work and, you know, the work you do for others, how you make your money, how you inspire, how people are drawn to you for even work that they want done. And when I read that, I just did a tiny reading on all of that, and it just pretty much said so much. I mean, you have some activity in your ninth house of higher education as well, which speaks to your ability to be able to grasp that higher ed knowledge, but then take it and infuse the Aquarian uniqueness along with your Pisces soul of compassion and being able to tap into what other people are feeling and then help them express that. You're working your chart like a master.
Oh, wow,
so,
cool.
You
know,
are
what it
really
comes from is complete selfish focus my entire life. You know, I didn't get married young. I didn't have children. I just focused on my path. That's all. And, you know, I attracted people along the way that were going to forward me on my path. And that's pretty much what I'm saying, that I want the people that I'm attracting, I want to give them the ability to do that through, you know, the attraction plan, which, by the way, they can get it at magicalmarketingtoolkit.com. That's magicalmarketingtoolkit, all one word, .com. They can start creating their attraction plan and focus on who they want to attract. And what I'm saying at the heart of it is that if we want to forward ourselves on our life path, the best way to do that is to help others who are on the same life path as we are to do it. Because, you know, we are most powerful when we're helping other people to do what we want to do. And so what I'm saying is you take your skill, the skill that you've always had, your gift, your modality or whatever. You know, most of us have a million modalities. But it's to use those modalities to help people get further on their life path and attract people based on their life path. So clarify that in your brand. Clarify your life purpose in your brand. And then share that so that you attract people who are on the same life path as you are. You will find that you have a much deeper, much more rewarding relationship with your clients. It's amazing. It's amazing. And they'll pay you. That's how you'll get the high-end clients, because you think about yourself, if you were going to get a high-end service where you were paying several thousand dollars to get a solution to something, you would want that to be pretty much custom designed for you. You would want to make sure that that person really, especially if they were going to create something that was going to represent you in any way or represent your business, you would want to make sure they really get you and that they can portray the essence of it. And so when you are helping somebody get healing, you know, they want to know that you get them and their problem, that you're not going to waste their time and their money. So whether it's some kind of a creative service or if it's a coaching thing, you know, package where they want, your clients want to know that you guys, that you're the one, you're meant to be with her. You know, you're meant to be together. So that's how I like it to be with my work. Because everything, it's not about, you know, I didn't build a family in this traditional sense. Yes, I have furry dogs that apparently escaped while we were on the phone. my husband is desperately wanting me to get off, but I'm like, hey, I'm on the radio, sorry. But it looks like they safely came back. But, you know, it's for me, it's really about the global transformation. And that's what I'm using Law of Attraction to foster attracting the kind of world that we all really want.
Right, right. We only have about 3 minutes. I want to comment on that, what you're saying. We all create from that same place we give birth, from our sacral energy. And, you know, whether you're creating a birthing a book, a birthing a project, whether you're birthing a baby, it all comes from that same force. So a lot of the times, this is the baby, you know. This is the thing that needs to come forth, because if nobody else is birthing it and no one else is putting it out there, then it's very much needed. So I just appreciate the fact that you're using that energy to put these things out here, and I'm looking forward to highlighting that energy and putting even more stuff out into the universe that is long overdue. And this is that the environment is very ripe for it, because a lot of people have kind of hit a wall and they need to be stimulated. And sometimes the only way you can stimulate people is through a bit of uncomfortableness, just so that we can get past some things. And
right, comfort isn't all, you know, isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Right. Exactly. You know, I went to the dentist yesterday, and he did the most uncomfortable thing, and immediately after we were done, I was so comfortable because I had some discomfort in the back of my mouth. And he just kind of did this thing, and I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, I have a high tolerance for pain, and I knew it was for the best. But just think, had I not gone through that experience, you know, I probably would have had a consequence to pay. So it's good to make our, and this is what I want to bring out in our shows, it's good to make our sacrifices up front and volunteer to be a little uncomfortable than it is to pay consequences on the back end. And your fearless ability to express yourself, along with my fearless ability to express myself, I do hold back at this point, probably because I still have children I have to be responsible for. But we're going to use these airwaves more than just this time, Julia, and we're going to get together, and we're going to create an awareness. So I just want to thank you for giving me your time, and I want to thank everybody for listening. And reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. Okay.
Thank you so much, Candy, and I'm looking forward to further conversations. And again, if they want to go to magicalmarketingtoolkit.com to download their attraction plan, that's where they get it, magicalmarketingtoolkit.com.
Okay. All right, Julia. Well, we'll be talking soon, and thank you for your time.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.